more so than all the 4 years I've been president. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to be much value to me if he goes another week like he has the last one, because I'm losing confidence in what he says and the way he thinks. And he looks like to me he stumbles, and he's thick and he's heavy, and nearly everything I say to him, his immediate response is can't be done. It's difficult. It's hard. It's then he gives me a long, detailed bunch of crap, and I'd rather him say, "Let me think about that and get back to you," or "Shall we look into that and report?" Or "I agree with you," so forth. He spends 3 days telling me that they don't need anybody, not going to need anybody, and so forth. Then he comes in, wants everybody, and then we discuss that, and he comes back and said, "Oh, I changed my mind on that." And then I say, "Well, we got to have this," and he said, "Well, you can't have six." And then he comes back and says, "Well, you can have six." And then I said, "Well, get up from this goddamn table and go on to order them." And he does, and finally the wire gets out sometime that night, and I rewrite the statement for them, and they call in their people and leak every goddamn detail that I didn't want leaked, and they just give it to them. So that is, we're going to have some new faces, and I'm going to let you make your recommendations, but I hope you'll watch these things and observe them, because it's not going to be a very good situation if I have another week like I've had this week from these sources. Now, I told him, just as definite as a human could, Friday, Saturday, and at home Sunday, that by God, I wanted some men out there. And a man oughtn't to have to be told that over four times. And then he came in Sunday afternoon, and before I got there, he just had decided it said nothing. Now, maybe he'll change a little bit when he gets a little different feeling over there. Another thing is, I don't think he has control of that operation. I think he's got to be more aggressive and be more alert, and he's blind, and he's been sick, and he's got all these problems. But every goddamn day there's something. I'm disturbed about this damned order that he never heard of on this 3 mile invasion of North Korea that's been over there since January 66. I could live with it if it'd been January 61. But if they come out here and issue a new order and say to hell with a man's territorial boundaries, go on in anyway, and then they don't know they've issued it, a month after the damned incident. I think somebody ought to be bored for the simples. Then this morning, we're in Chinese airspace again. They shot one of our planes down. And that's a goddamn good way to get a war right quick. Then the day before, we got nuclear weapons, and we're sending out a great big outfit here, and he's testifying up here before he damn right I'd use it. I just don't know whether I can carry that kind of stuff or not. I just, whatever else you say, I just don't believe it. Those are prudent statements. And the record looks messy as hell now. They had everybody, every jerk in America out there working. Then they have to issue an order and say, pick up all your material and come on home.
There's been a certain demoralization over there.
Now, there are four goddamn Roger Hillsmans in this. Every guy, this Kiskakoski, he's out there, and he's also down in Bermuda. Now, every one of these guys that you've had are also meeting on these Bobby Kennedy panels. Uh-huh. And about half of them are working for him up there. I mean, they'll have this new stat and the whole outfit. And I don't know how we can run a government that way. I know that Bob just deeply feels that that Teddy and Bobby are right, that the South Vietnamese are no goddamn good, and they ought to do more, and we ought to have a confrontation. I think it's a hell of a poor time, though, just before the day of election, for you to divorce your wife.
I want to say in that regard, I had about 10 minutes with Bob yesterday that was awfully good, and I talked to him about that, and I said, "Bob, we must postpone any ideological differences that exist. Our country and our president is facing a crisis now. Now let's do everything we can, you and I together, to see that we win the battle. There'll be plenty of time after that, Bob, to talk about whether the Vietnamese are doing their share or whether we belong there or not. We're there, we're under pressure, we've got to win." He said, "I agree to that 100%. Now, he said, I sure want to help do that. So maybe we can
That's
get
good.
A little of that
well,
in front of it.
Well, I'm just thinking about now Utah is screwing the thing up, and just as much as he can, and he's their agent almost, and he's gone to Moscow, and he didn't see anybody but some clerk. Then he dashed over and tried to put it to Wilson, and Wilson's no good, but he did at least tell us what's happening. Now he's going to run over and try to see De Gaulle, and they're going to come in and demand we stop bombing tomorrow. Now, I think that there's about three things that ought to happen. I'm told of Rostow to discuss it with Rusk. I think that Rusk ought to have a backgrounder and say, now, the president said he was going to explore this. He has explored it. I can't get into any details. But we went just as far as a human could, and they come up, and they haven't moved one inch. Now, we know that. Therefore, since they have answered it with this murder, we cannot reward this kind of stuff. And therefore, we're going to clean this thing up before we do anything.
Clean what thing?
Well, the Vietnam cities and the Khe Sanh battle, because old Utah's going to be here tomorrow morning demand we stop bombing. He's meeting Paris today, and he's got a new message now from North Vietnam. They've sent for him, and they're going to put the propaganda to us again. And it's going to be one of these wills changed to should, and should is changed to would. And they will meet now, not in 6 months, but in 10 days. And they'll do nothing. But if we stop that bombing, we just sacrifice all of our men.
I think we've come to this point. President, and a backgrounder is a good way to start it, and some of the rest of us have got to pick it up. We've now extended in the past 6 bombing pauses. Not one of them has been productive of anything at all. This last time we made an all-out effort. You gave your San Antonio speech, which required minimum from them.
Bear in mind, though, that we notified them and took this action back in August the 25th and stopped bombing Hanoi and notified them and then sat on our tail and waited till September the 10th and then went to the country and said it, but it was actually been in effect 3 weeks.
That's right.
Then we waited till October before we pulled it in.
And
go ahead. Then we've repeated it now with the Romanian. But I think that's a good peg for us to hang it on. We just finished the last exploration. I said I'd report to the country when we finished the exploration. Now, I think we better finish it before Utah gets here.
Now, here is the background that he gives. Here are the facts. This last time, we did more than we have ever done before. We extended the minimal requirements. All they had to do was start talks going promptly and not increase the flow. That's absolutely minimum, you see. Everybody agrees to that. They don't accept it. What they do is they come back with this ferocious attack, both militarily and on civilians, murder thousands of them and so forth. That's their answer to it. Now, at the same time, They are at their, while they're conducting this kind of a campaign in the South, they launch this bombing talk again. So what we have now learned is that this discussion about the bombing from their part is just part of their propaganda strategy. Now, it seems to me that now that we have understood that, and it's very plain that they just use it as a medium, as a weapon against us and our allies, then it seems to me what we should do is start in now and take those steps that are necessary. Any time that they choose to come to us, why, the offer is open. And it seems to me that that's the posture that we're in today, and the American people would understand it.
And do something to say we're not talking about some damn interloper or some correspondent. We're talking about the government.
Sure. We've tried and tried. We've extended 6 pauses. Somebody can count. Maybe there are 18 different methods. Somebody can count them. 18. Maybe it's 24 different methods we've tried to use to get to them because they wouldn't come to us promptly. Now we've reached the point where we find they don't want to negotiate in any way. They want only to use this other for its propaganda value. They've convinced us now they don't want to do it. We're going to go ahead with what has to be done, and they now can get in touch with us any time that they choose, because our offer is a continuing offer.
All right, now who's best? Russ just had one backgrounder. How's best to do it? Is he the best one to do it? Or?
Yes, because he's dependable. If he gets the pitch, why, you know...
I'll ask him to talk to you, and we'll try to do that before Uton gets here, because we'll have a confrontation tomorrow, and I'll have to be answering Uton as whether I'll do what he proposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.